Hi.
Hi.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Mind of a Teenager. Today I'm here with Alyssa, and we are going to be talking about tea at school. So Alyssa, do you have like something to say?
Well, recently there's been no drama. Thank Lord Jesus. But
Well,
how about you, Brooke?
it's been pretty hectic at school and I'm sick of it. So, So don't If you are looking into being a dancer or a cheerleader, I highly suggest not doing it at school because there are going to be rumors. Like, it's just gonna happen. So, there was this one person, not gonna name any names because that's not allowed, but there were some rumors spread, and it's really taken a toll on me. Even though I don't like this person, it's just taken a real toll on me. But yeah, school drama actually sucks because it's literally the dumbest kind of drama, you know? Why
It
not have drama
is.
and make it useful?
But like it's true, like school drama is so stupid. I don't even know why it happens. It like kids make it blow up way out of proportion, and it's a small thing and they make it such a big deal.
Exactly, yeah. But it really is stupid, and we're just gonna tell a bunch of stories about school drama that have happened before that weren't really needed. So Alyssa, go ahead and share.
Okay. Well, I can't name any names, but I was in this friend group, my old friend group, and me and this girl did not get along. Like, we hated each other. Like, I can't even describe how much we hated each other. We hated each other. And she would always, like, we would not invite each other to, like, to hang out. And if we did, it would be with a group, big group of people. Like, it would never be just me and her. Well, whenever I took out my friends and I would not invite her because she would not invite me to her things, we would always go out, and then in the middle of it, she would just text me, just like, "You're such a bad person. I can't believe you're not inviting me. You're leaving me out. I feel left so left out. Like, you're just stupid stuff." So I left. Best decision I've ever made.
Yeah, fight or flight.
Honestly, though.
Yeah, we were at the mall and I had been sitting down and she started talking about that because it's like this one's real unnecessary. So we had gone to the mall. I had just met this one girl. Alyssa had invited her and my other friend to the mall to go shopping. And so I came about like an hour later and I had met her. I was hugging everybody. I was like, "Hi, nice to meet you. I don't know you." Those are my exact words I told her. And she was like, "Hi." I kind of laughed about it because no one really hugs people when they meet each other, so it was nice of me. And so we ended up hanging out and I was having a good time. I don't know about you guys, but I was. And so I kind of just I don't know. I don't She felt left out, I guess, and so she ended up calling her mom to come pick her up. She literally left the room without letting any of us know. So we were all like, "Where did she go? Is she mad at us?" So she was mad at us, but we didn't know why, and we still don't know why. Oh, actually,
Actually,
we do know why. What's the tea, Alyssa?
okay. So the girl, the other friend that we're friends with, she told me that she called us rich when we were talking about the Doc Martens. She's just like, "Ugh, rich people."
Yeah, that's what Emma said. She told Emma. So
And I was like, "That's really messed up." Like,
just because like literally saving up does not mean you're rich. You save up
exactly.
things that you want to get, and that's a goal, if anything.
I just got really mad because I've known her for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, what the heck, Like, people for so long and then they just like treat you like trash. And I'm like, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
But other unnecessary drama that happened at school. Oh my gosh, it was the first day of seventh grade. This was the last year. I'm in eighth grade now. And so there's this place. It's like in the middle of the school. It's called the amphitheater. And we were all new to the school, so we didn't really know what it was. So me and my friend Emma, she's like my best friend, but we call each other number twos because we both have like those number one best friends,
Thank you.
we went, and there's like steps to get up there. So we went and sat on the steps, and literally the eighth graders were yelling at us. Like, it was so unnecessary. So we had just been sitting there eating our lunch. We did that for like 2 months. And then one of the eighth graders came up to us and was like, no one likes you. And we were like, why? And they were like, because you're sitting on the steps. You need to pick a side, Sevi. And then my friend Heather came and she was like, just come with us. We were like, yeah, no, we're not hanging out with these stuck up people. Sure enough, the next year we ended up hanging out up there. So yeah, but we're not as mean as them.
Yeah. Like, sit where you want to sit. We don't care.
Yeah. It's like you can go on the eighth grade side, you just have to like
Most likely be eighth grade.
Yeah, there's no seventh graders over there. Especially last year, zero seventh graders. It was insane.
They like last year, there was such a huge border between them. Like a
You
seventh grader never even thought to
step
come out to an eighth grader. If they did, it was like crazy. And like everyone would be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you just did that.
It's like America and Honduras. Like that was like eighth grade, seventh grade side kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like you don't cross unless you want to die, okay?
It was bad.
Like eighth graders can cross the seventh grade side, but seventh graders can't cross the eighth grade side. So
That's like a big no-no.
yeah, I don't even know. Like I'm not big on it, but like
Me neither. I feel like when we do see a seventh grader over on our side, I feel like we're just like, who are they? But like, we don't like go up to them and say, like, you have to get on your own side.
or else we're gonna beat you up or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love
But yeah,
that.
that was good. I love that tea. So, what else? Like this week
Ooh.
so rough for me.
Honestly,
It's only Tuesday.
it's only Tuesday and all that has already happened.
It's literally so stupid. But yeah. So we're going to move on to our next segment, and this segment is going to be about organizational skills and how to get things done quicker. Any advice, Alyssa?
Don't lose your things. Trust me. It's the worst thing because then you get all stressed and then it ends up just being in plain sight and then you feel stupid. So stay organized, kids.
Stay organized.
And if you forget where you put it, write it down.
Oh, that's a good one. Write it down on like a mirror with a win or Windex with a Expo marker.
With a marquee. Marquee? I can't even speak either.
Another good thing is to stay organized while doing your homework is to simply just write down a list of things that you need to do and stick to it. Listen to music if you're the type of person that music kind of calms you down and helps you out with stuff like that. It definitely did help with me. I spent 4 hours on my homework, but I got to listen to three new albums. It was the Troye Sivan album, the Shawnee's album, and the Post Malone album, and they're all really good. So I highly suggest listening to music and just writing down a checklist of things to do while you're doing your homework and have snacks and drinks by you so that you don't have to get up from doing your homework, you know?
That's one of the reasons why I never got my homework. I was always like getting thirsty. I was always getting hungry, so I always had to get up.
Yeah. And like have every single thing by you, computer, charger, laptop, headphones, phone, whatever. But if there's any distractions, like say you have like a Fitbit or an Apple Watch and that's going to distract you because your wrist keeps buzzing, like go, leave right now, Fitbit. Go away. Nobody wants you. You're not wanted. But yeah.
What all?
If you, so let's go on to another type of organizational skills, room organization. That's a big one for me. I have this shelf next to my bed, and it's a three shelf kind of thing. And on the top, middle, and bottom, it's all random stuff. Like it's not even organized, but at the same time, it is organized because it doesn't look messy. But my drawers where I keep my clothes are literally gorgeous. There's this thing called the Marie Kondo, folding, and it's literally the best thing ever. It's literally probably the size of a children's book. And it fits perfectly in your drawers and it like takes up less space. And yeah, and another good thing is if you like to sleep, don't do your homework in your bed, because then that will make, like, when you go to sleep, it's going to make you think of homework and it's going to stress you out. So I would not suggest doing that.
Yeah, that happened to me last year. Like, it'd be like 10 at night and I'd be worried that I didn't do something because I did my homework in my bed.
Yeah. You know, this is so fun. Like, I'm having a really good time. I think I'm going to have people come on every time because I feel like it's a lot more productive. But yeah, this is so great.
Okay. What else would you use to organize? Oh, I have a cabinet. It's like huge and it's white. And I like keep all my makeup in there. All of like my little deodorants and all my jewelry.
Yeah, cabinets are so easier to organize. Or like if you want to be trendy and have like little not boxes. Oh my god. Organizational drawers, like I got mine from literally the Dollar Tree and they are the cutest things ever. They don't require you to put pieces together. You just pull them out and put things in it. And it's literally the trendiest thing ever. Or like decorative boxes. I suggest
you can even DIY some yourself. Like, exactly. You don't even need to
DIY. You want to craft, guys. some very exciting news about this podcast. It is now available on Apple, Google, and Spotify Music. So if you want to check that out, it's also available on Pocket Cast and other apps. I will have to check on that one for you. But my podcasts are available anywhere you can think of.
Like everywhere.
And I just got a Snap notification. Oh, speaking of Snap, don't forget to follow me at Brooke with an extra E, Powers with an extra S. That's BROOKEEPOWERSS. And Alyssa, what's yours?
I know my Instagram.
Okay, that works.
It is. It's_your_queen_Alyssa. And you spell Alyssa ALYSSA.
And that is ALYSSA. And it's_your_queen_Alyssa. And you spell Alyssa ALYSSA. And you can also like check down in the description for her Instagram, her Snap, because I will figure that one out. And with my Snap. But yeah. So let's continue on with this podcast. Ways to be less stressed. That's a good one.
Candles.
Ooh, yes, aromatherapy. Target has good candles. And what's it called? Bath and Body Works has really good candles.
I have a Target candle right now.
I have a Target candle too.
It smells so good. And it like helps me sleep. And it's like the best stress reliever ever.
I've got this. I have like 3 candles in my room right now. And they all smell really good. I have a stress reliever candle, the eucalyptus spearmint stress relief candle, the aroma feeds a little ASMR from and it's like a really creamy scent. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's really and then this one's literally from Costco, smells so good. And ew, I just got dust in my nose. It's vanilla and amber and it smells really good. And last one, it's called Flamenco Flora, and it is from and it's a really sweet, like sweet fruity scent. And the vanilla bean amber one is a really like, it's like a kind of a cologne-ish vanilla scent.
Oh my gosh, cologne is the best. Oh, and cologne also helps.
We walk into Abercrombie and Fitch. Abercrombie and Fitch. And I literally almost yelled. I was like, oh my god, the store smells like a good man.
It was so funny. And there was a guy like fixing the clothes.
It was really funny. And he was like, how are you guys doing? And I was like, you're a good man. But yeah, and then we ended up doing some model shots in the mirror, so
100%.
So cute, too.
Cutest thing ever.
But yeah, wow, this is so fun. Another way to kind of ease the stress is what I like to do sometimes, very, like, not all the time, so maybe, like, couple times a month. I like to just sit down and journal whenever I'm feeling stressed. Write about it, or I sit down and talk to myself, and then crying help.
Love that for you.
And tea. Oh my god, tea is so good. It's Tazo tea. It's the orange tea. Oh my god, with a little bit of honey. So good. Literally so good.
That sounds so good.
It really is. They have it at Target. As you could tell, I love Target.
Me too. We have to do a Target trip.
We are going to do a Target trip. So, yeah. We're going to do a Target podcast trip.
What else helps stress?
You know,
this is going to sound really weird, but, like, I feel like working out kind of helps me. Like, not when you're done working out. It helps you just, like, feel so good.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, a good one is, you know, a bath bomb, hun. If you just
take
a nice bath with some jazz, like jazz music is probably one of my favorite genres of music. It really calms me down. And another thing is if you just lay on your bed and just stare at the ceiling with no lights, I love doing that. Another one is when you wake up in the morning on a weekend, because that's literally the only time I have time to do this, is you make myself breakfast. I put jazz music on and I just enjoy the day and no one's awake. It's only me. You're going to wake up early, open mind, ready for anything, and just go out there, make yourself breakfast, gal, because, you know, and listen to your favorite music while everybody's asleep. And listen to your music on your phone. You don't have to use headphones because you don't need them, because you are you and it's your time. So just listen to music, because it's so amazing. If you get the chance to do it, because it's amazing.
Face masks and reading books.
Reading books and face masks, guys. Reading books is probably one of my favorite things to do when no one is here with me, or if I just want to take time from my electronics. I just put the electronics away, pull out a book. And, you know, face masks are really good. They have them at, like, Target and Ulta and Walmart for, like, super cheap. So I definitely suggest that. The Target brand face masks are probably like really good face masks.
We just love a good Target everything.
We really do. I just got a snap because I was really mad. And this is advice on what not to do when you're stressed. So I'm pretty sure we have a lot of those. What not to do when you're stressed is to send out a snap saying that you want all fake people to leave your life. Don't do that.
Oh my gosh, you will be attacked.
You know, honestly, I did it and nobody's attacking me, so.
Well, you're lucky. I never posted because I'm always afraid that, like, people are going to be like, oh my gosh, who do you hate? Like, oh my gosh, do you hate me? I'm like, they know who they are.
I literally said, I go, to all the fake people, toxic fake people in my life, whoever you are, please leave the room. Can I get a rip in the chat? Because no one likes you. Yeah, so please leave, because you're not wanted here.
Do you follow the person on Snapchat that you are not liking right now?
No, I do not.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I don't need negativity in my life.
What else not to do? Don't think. Just don't think at all. Because if you think, then, like, you'll get into, like, a deep, deep conversation with yourself. It'll just make you, like, so confused.
And you'll be
so just don't do it.
At the end of all of it is really not worth it.
Just don't.
No. That's a good one. Just don't think about it. Like, leave it in the past. And if they want to talk about it, then very briefly talk about it.
You know what? Just sleep. Like, now.
Oh, yes.
Put the electronics away. Don't respond.
Like, turn your phone off for a couple hours, because I did that when I was mad at one of my friends over the summer. I just turned my phone off and simply didn't talk to anybody for the day. I slept the whole day.
See, that's, like, a good idea.
Yeah.
Just.
I truly believe that electronics have become the root of all evil.
It is. Like, that's, like, the way that, like, cyberbullying happens. Like, hello?
Nobody talks to each other, like, in real life. But I feel like everybody's so interested in just talking crap on social media, you know?
Yeah. Who are you chasing? Eric, shut up. I'm on the podcast. Oh my gosh, is this a mug? Okay. Sorry, got sidetracked.
Who is that?
That was Eric.
Oh, hi, Eric. I'm being stupid. Alyssa, are you there? But yeah, I just don't think about it because you don't need to because it's really going to stress you out. And stress will overcome. It'll just take over your whole body, and that's not what you need, sis.
Talk to your best friend.
Yes, rant to her or him, whoever, because they will not tell a single person.
And if they do, they're not your best friend.
Your best friend. If you truly feel like you're scared to tell them something, then chances are they're not your best friend, because if they've hurt you before, like, yeah, you'll get over it eventually, but if they've done it, like, multiple times and you've told them not to, like, tell other people, move on. Find people that you actually can trust and feel comfortable around to tell your stuff to, because, wow, it really does help.
Another thing is, like, whenever you're upset, write about what you're upset about, so then every time you get upset, you can open something just like, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to be upset about something else, and I'm going to think that what I was upset about is stupid. So just, like, write a letter to yourself and then read it, and you'll be like, I don't have to be, like, mad.
And then once you get older, you can literally look back on those snaps, wow, look back on the writing and laugh about it, because it really is funny.
Yeah, like, what you're upset about now, next year you're going to be laughing about it, just like, that was so stupid for me to be mad at.
Yeah. Literally, I was upset at myself, and I have some writing that I'd like to share. Okay, so this is, I'm laughing at it right now because it's heckin' funny. So this was 11/18, so almost a whole year ago. I write, today has been a rough day because last night I stayed up till 2:30, and I've been super grouchy, and every little thing triggers me. My best friend is staying the night, and she's the one who's triggering me and my anger. I'm probably just going to keep my distance tonight.
See, like, that was, like, a really stupid thing to be mad at. But, like, now you don't feel as mad as you were.
And I remember that night so, so vividly. I remember she threw a pencil at me, and it didn't even hurt me. Just the fact that she threw something at me upset me, so I yelled at her and, like, left the room. And, you know, that's okay sometimes. And you're right about it. And that's what I did, so.
Okay. So, what else?
You know, I think that wraps up this podcast. We ended on a pretty good note. Thank you so much, Alyssa. I really hope you guys enjoyed this first real podcast. If you guys have been here since the first one, thank you so much. If you add me on Snap, I will be following you guys back. And I'll have Alyssa's stuff linked in the description. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will see you next week on Friday. Bye.
Bye.